The show. We think we've done it because on the line I have Nile FM. That's Nile FM in Egypt. What I've been told is one of the biggest and most awesome hit music radio stations in Egypt. Afternoon Drive host Mo.
Morning, Dan. Hey.
All right, Mo, I'm so glad we're speaking to you. I'm so glad that we are crossing the finish line of this epic road trip. You stay in Cairo in Egypt. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me a little bit about your show and tell me about Nile FM.
Well, my name is Mo. Some people call me Mohamed. Some people call me Mumu. I am currently presenting Nile FM Drive, which is our drive show that runs from 4 to 7 p.m. Nile FM is the biggest hit music station pretty much in the Middle East. Now, I know for certain Cairo, and it's such a pleasure to be here with you. And I just want to shout out South Africa. It's a beautiful country. Definitely on my bucket list.
Well, I'm so jealous because I've been wanting to go to Egypt for the longest time. Hopefully I will soon. Tell me a little bit about what goes down on your show.
I play only the hits, and you'll know about that. You do radio. It's just whatever's popping right now, we're playing it, serving the people. Yeah. Mostly TikTok songs now. It has been TikTok songs for a while now.
Me too.
They've been hitting different. Sometimes it's just bants, and sometimes it's a serious conversation about career choices. I'm very big on mental health awareness, you know. But most people listen to us. I know it sounds like a brag, and it kind of low-key is.
Own it, man.
But seriously.
Awesome, Mo. Tell me a little bit about what Africa Day means to you.
Man, it means a lot. It means a lot because doing the show, we don't only get listeners from Egypt. Thanks to the app, we always get people that are nostalgic for home, people from different African countries. It makes Africa Day all that more special for me. What Africa represents to me is home, and also it's such an underrated continent.
Yeah.
You know, so much buried talent, so much awareness that needs to be brought up to how beautiful and amazing most of these countries are, how strong the people are, how artistic the people are. Like, I love the fact that we have artists like CK now making it huge into out in the globe. The Egyptian music scene is also making moves as of the last 5 years. North Africa in general has been absolutely popping. And so Africa Day just represents a celebration of all of that untapped potential. And so it's a massive thing. That's why I'm very grateful for you for putting something like this together.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Mo. Thank you. And what a wonderful way to end off this historic radio road trip from the bottom of the continent to the top all across Africa to celebrate Africa Day. It's been so special. And we made it from the very bottom of South Africa all the way through the center and then east and west of Africa to Egypt. I'd like to ask you one favor, Mo from Afternoon Drive on Nile FM. What I'd like to ask you and invite you to do is to make your radio debut in South Africa by announcing the next song on Five Breakfast.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Would you?
Oh, absolutely. What are you talking about? That's so cool. Hey, this is Mo from Nile FM Drive in Egypt on 104.2 Nile FM. And it's been an absolute blessing being here on 5FM Breakfast with Dan Corder. Taking us away is Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi with Stay. I love this one, and I'm sure you love it too. As we end our epic road trip from Cape to Cairo on radio, I'd like to wish you, South Africa, a good day and a happy Africa Day. Stay awesome.